what we just sang. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. In one phrase of that great hymn preaches Christmas. Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. What we needed most, God gives to you. Not maybe what you wanted most, but what you needed most. Be reconciled to God, and then hope of that happening with one another. Peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Now, peace on earth, that first part, I think that's something we all want. It's the right answer to the Miss America questions, right? Everybody wants that. To see wars end, to see generational conflicts that have been going on for years and years between people groups, to see that end, to see competing countries become allies, to see refugees that are able to return to their homes instead of being displaced indefinitely, or to see politicians work together for the common good, not just try to score points against each other, or when you get together for Christmas this year and not have to worry about tiptoeing around whatever issues there are so you don't upset certain people. Or to see Michigan and Ohio people get along and be friends. I actually don't believe that one, so forget that. Peace on earth. Something I think we all want. But if I'm honest with myself, I would much rather for you all change than for me to change. If I'm honest with myself and look into the mirror, I have to say that I am part of the problem. Tolstoy famously said, "Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself." And if I'm honest, there isn't peace in the world because there often isn't peace in my heart. There is hate in the world because there is some hate in my heart. Cultures and countries hold grudges and start wars because I hold grudges, and I can be unforgiving in my own heart. And whatever worst problems you want to see and condemn somewhere out there are likely problems in your own heart as they are in mine. I need peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners like me reconciled. God knows the deepest need of your heart and gives that to you in that tiny baby born in a manger 2,000 years ago. God and sinners reconciled. A few years ago, the movie Unbroken told the amazing story of the amazing life of Louis Zamperini. And the movie was based on the book a few years before by Lauren Hillenbrand. And I have to say, for the first time in my life, I read a book before it was made into a movie. And so this is the one time I can say, the book is always better. Because I've always just watched the movie and never read the book. So this one time I can tell you, the book is better because I read it first. Well, Louis's life is nearly unbelievable from beginning to end. And at first he's a very troubled teenager, troubled child, in a lot of trouble in Southern California. He's known for stealing and fighting and doing really poorly in school until his older brother Pete got him to be a runner. And he became a world-class runner. And he competed in the 1936 Berlin Olympics, fresh out of high school. And in the book, he says he even stole a do not disturb sign from Jesse Owens, who famously won 4 gold medals at those games. But Louis is most well known for what happened to him during World War II as a bombardier on a rickety B-24 named the Green Hornet. And the fateful day was May 27th, 1943, when Louis's bomber left Oahu and it never returned. In search of survivors from a downed plane 800 miles away, one of the engines cut out and the bomber plunged into the Pacific Ocean. Louis and another soldier would stay afloat on a tiny life raft for 47 days, a world record for survival at sea, but not the kind of world record somebody tries to have. And after dealing with sharks and starvation and dementia, they drifted nearly 2,000 miles only to be captured by the Japanese. Louis spent the next 2 years as a POW in the notorious Sugamo prison, and in particular, a sadistic guard whom they nicknamed the Bird tortured Louis constantly. Daily physical blows and crushing cruelty. And in 1944, due to being missing for so long, the United States declared Louis dead, but miraculously, he survived the war and returned home a hero. Now, if you've seen Unbroken, which came out on Christmas Day a few years ago, that's where the movie ends. But as I said, I think the real story in the book is what happens to Louis after he returns home. So here's what happens. Shortly after returning home and marrying his sweetheart, Cynthia, Louis descends into anger and bitterness and alcoholism. Suffering from severe post-traumatic stress, he has flashbacks and nightmares every night of the bird torturing him, which made Louis drink more and stew about the one thing he thought would help his soul, and that is killing the bird. His wife, Cynthia, packed her stuff, filed for divorce, took their daughter, and left as Louis's life was coming apart. But at the begging of his wife, who still held out hope, he eventually gave in and went with her to hear Billy Graham preach. And Billy Graham had been holding a multi-day crusade in Southern California at the time. And reluctantly, he eventually went a few days in a row, though he told Cynthia, his wife, said, as soon as he says, bow your head and close your eyes, we're leaving. Though he didn't admit it, Graham's message gnawed at him. And Billy Graham said, you're going to have to stand before God one day, and you're going to try to say, I'm not such a bad fellow. I'm a pretty good man. And yet deep down, Louis knew what he had become. Looking into the mirror of his soul, he knew all that the darkness and the anger and the sin swirling around like sharks used to swirl around his raft. Billy Graham spoke also of the one person who could truly heal, who could truly forgive, and could truly put the world back together and his life back together, and that was Jesus, the one born for you at Christmas, the one who lived perfectly for you, the one who died sacrificially for you and rose victoriously for you. And as Louis sat there uncomfortably shifting in his seat and squirming in his heart, he then remembered a promise that he made to God years before on the raft in the Pacific that he had completely forgotten up until that moment. And the promise was this. He said, God, if you save me, I'll serve you forever. Louis did trust in Jesus, and then his life began to radically, and I would say miraculously, change. His flashbacks ended. His nightmares ended. He was able to say no to the bottle and yes to his family. And his marriage healed, and Louis finally had peace in his heart because the Prince of Peace had taken up residence there. And he thought less about all that he had suffered, and he said he thought more about the divine love that had intervened to save him. And he was no longer the worthless, broken, forsaken man that the bird tried to make him think he was. And all of his rage and fear and humiliation and helplessness had fallen away because Louis believed that he was a new creation. Well, I hope that this Christmas you're able to think less about all that you have suffered or that you might suffer, and you can see more clearly the divine intervention of Jesus to save you. And that because of Jesus, born in Bethlehem on that first Christmas, you are not worthless or broken or forsaken, but you are loved and forgiven and reconciled. Now Louis had a new goal, and that is not to kill his captors, but to forgive them. In 1952, he traveled back to Japan and met with many of his captors who were now serving sentences for war crimes. He spoke to them and forgave them all, even the one who refused to meet with him, the bird. And then fast forward, even 45 years later, the bird still refused. So in 1998, Louis returned again to carry the torch leading up to the Nagano Winter Olympics. And he was promised the possibility that the bird might meet with him, so he wrote this letter before he left and kept it in his jacket pocket the whole time there, if that ever came about. Well, the bird did not meet with him, nor did he speak of any remorse for what he had done. But Louis still wrote this. Dear, he used his real name, dear the bird, as a result of my prisoner of war experience under your unwarranted and unreasonable punishment, my post-war life became a nightmare. It was not so much due to the pain and suffering as it was the stress and humiliation that caused me to hate with a vengeance. But thanks to a confrontation with God, I committed my life to Christ. Love replaced the hate I had for you. Christ said, "Forgive your enemies and pray for them." As you know, I returned to Japan in 1952 and was graciously allowed to address all the war criminals at Sugamo Prison. You weren't there, but I forgave you. And now I hope that you would also become a Christian. Louis Zamperini. I'd call that peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled, you and me included. Merry Christmas.